Couple of things about that sketch, and then I'm going to open up for questions. If you'll notice, there was a lot of that asking questions in the beginning of that. I mean, I didn't start out by saying, I'm lonely, I'm trained by myself, you know, the thing with the James Bond, you're wondering what's going on, how's this conversation going to develop, things like that. The other thing is that's as close as we'll ever get, Ruth and I get to preaching in a sketch, you know, actually coming out with a message. And you notice that I stopped her in midstream, right? Because I said, you know, I know what you're doing, thanks. And a lot of people, they think they know the message, and when you start giving it to them, they think of every TV preacher they've ever heard and things like that. But see, what I love about this is that instead of telling the gospel, she showed the gospel. Come on over to our house at Christmas. Come on over, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I actually that's a neat way to end a lot of sketches is going to a hymn. The one we did in the thing the other day was "Ode to Grace, How Great a Debtor." So there's just a myriad of things you can do with theater if you really think that God's behind you on it. And I hope that through this workshop you've seen that God not only is behind you on it, but it's my conviction that He calls us and commands us to be dramatic, creative people, and stop being so boring. Stop being so boring in our message. Stop being so boring in our delivery. Stop being so boring in our churches. Why not have Shakespeare in your church? Why not open it up for different plays? Why not open it up for different musicals? Why always get the non-Christian to come in for your preaching? Why not offer them something they want to see? Why not offer, and don't do it as an evangelistic trick. Do it as pre-evangelism. Do it as something you bring somebody in and just say, we want to love up on you. We want to love up on you. We want to show you the glories of creativity. We want to show you the glories of our God. And if they leave there and believe later on, I mean, and they leave there and start asking questions that later on, they may believe. But don't think everything you have to do in your churches has to have some kind of focus and a message, but rather have focus and love. Have a focus in love, that you're reaching out in love to these people. Okay, questions, anyone? And then, actually, we're going to end a little bit earlier because I told Stu Batstone we'd come and do a husband and wife thing. You can follow us up there if you want. Come and do a husband and wife thing for his seminar. So, questions? Yeah. Thank you, Mom. I'm so glad you asked that question. That's for the tape. It's for the tape. And for the tape, she asked if there was any of our scripts available. Just about everything we do is available except for Billy. Billy is the only one we don't sell because it is so central to our particular testimony. I used to have an adopted boy.
No,
oh. We wrote Billy as a thank you to the man who taught us about grace. Oh.
He has no marketing sense.
That's right.
No business sense.
www.procureyourpeople.com. And www.procureyourpeople.com.
I'll do it.
And by the way, I have the rough draft of my first book on there, which is called Peculiar Favor, Accidental Thoughts on God's Grace, and it's called Grace Talk, if you want to go there and read different grace articles. And that has since been published as a book called Peculiar Favor. And I'm starting a new book on the website called A Dog's Life with God. And this is all the lessons. We have 5 dogs. And it's Bear, Mocha, Java, Cappuccino, and Latte. And the dog's life with God is about the lessons I've learned about how the dogs treat the master, and what the master thinks of the dogs, and different things, scenarios. What if they didn't believe? What if they didn't trust the master, and things like that. So there was some of that in my first book, and people liked it so much. I'm just doing a whole second book on that. But we have 6 different script books with about 6 to 10 scripts a piece in it. These script books are $35 a piece, but that gives you permission to make as many copies as you want for, not as you want, but as you need for the other people in the cast. So like if it costs for four people in the cast, you can make 4 copies for that.
Downloadable?
They're not downloadable. Yeah, but we'll pray for you. Huh? No.
This is what they told us. We had to bring two carry-on bags. One carry-on bag.
Yeah, because we went from Hakuri, Tokyo, to airport to here, and from what is it, Tokyo Harry Carey Airport. I don't know. Thank you. And so really, they said two carry-on suitcases. I know, it ain't the truth. So
we just didn't have any room at all.
But everything we sell. By the way, if you come tonight, we're going to have a thing called After Hours, and I'll just give you a preview. I'm going to go through all of our different mugs. We sell mugs at our normal performances, and you can order them. Of course, it costs a fortune to come to Japan. We have 13 different mugs. Like, we have gourmet Presbyterian coffee. On the other side, it says almost good enough to make me smile. Gourmet charismatic coffee. On the other side, it says tastes good on all my tongues. So,
what do you do with that?
You mean in general? Oh, you mean... I like Baptists with a little salt and soy salt. Anyway, we have two Baptist mugs. Number one is gourmet Baptist coffee. On the other side, it says, I'd walk an aisle for another cup. And then... And then we have gourmet Baptist coffee, especially good for dunking. Dunking. Okay. So anyway, any other questions?
I think just a comment.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of work on learning style with students.
Yeah.
And arguably the kinesthetic, we're out seeing.
That's right.
Talented.
That's right.
But the involvement, the whole person being involved.
That's right. Exactly. Well, we had some missionary friends in Mexico City, and they had this huge event, and it was like five missionaries there at that particular event, and they took in like 2,000 response cards, right? So they started following up on these response cards. Well, 5 years later, they're still following up on their response cards, literally 5 years later. And so they would knock on people's doors and say, remember you, and people would say, now what? And they'd say, oh, you mean when they did the drama, and they could recite the drama to you just like that 5 years later. You know, how many meetings have you been to? Say, oh, you mean the sermon that had this point and that point? Yeah. We don't want that man in the church, okay? That's the guy you don't want to... Yeah, any other questions? Well, I'm gonna let you guys go early.